welcome, everyone. My name is Steve Bozell, and welcome, everyone. My name is Steve Bozell. And, well, this is the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. Be analyzing sports here on the Phil Henry podcast today. Mr. Henry's been gracious enough to give me this airtime. And this is my favorite band from high school, Guns N' Roses. Yeah. And I took my son to see Guns N' Roses here a few years ago, and I had on a pair of vinyl slacks or pants. I'm sure a lot of you had heard the show. And right here, when Axl Rose started to sing and do the snake, I got up from my seat because I felt so full of life and, you know, I was so great, and I started to do the snake. And what's really unfortunate in the world we live in today is, I think people act like children, and I'm not going to make the big deal out of this because this is the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. And the reason why, by the way, I chose to do sports is to, you know, not, it's something I know, and I've been looking on the TV, and I've been looking at the various shows that they have on the TV, and I had to tell you, you know, I could do that standing on my head doing the different sports. I just saw one here, Boomer and Cartman or something, or Carton, and that show, you know, I don't want to say because I know I recognize that was Boomer Esiason or Boomer Esiason, and the other guy, I don't know who it was, but that was not too good in my opinion. So, you know, like I told my wife, I said, I better get down there and show them how to do it. So, anyway, my name is Steve Bozell. This is Steve Bozell Sports Hour, or sports show, I guess. See, I know it doesn't sound organized, but right now, I've been told by Mr. Hall, at least, he said that I could, experiment and that kind of a thing. David Hall is the vice president of syndication on the Phil Henry Show. And do I have him on the phone now? Why is he calling on the phone now? Okay, just go ahead and get him on the line right now. And David G. Hall, hello, sir.
Yeah, look, Steve, this is David Hall, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, don't worry about, you don't have to go into such detail continual, you know, just talk about the sports, you know.
Well, I want to get into the, just that one story about Axl Rose.
Yeah, no, you can do that. What does the story entail?
Just the time I was at a Guns N' Roses concert, I had on the leather slacks, or pants, if you will.
Yeah, they're leather. They don't make slacks out of leather, do they?
I don't know. These were loose fitting, loose cut. I need them loose because I'm wide in the areas. I'm wide in some areas.
Okay. So, I will tell that story, then do your sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Do you need to stay on the line?
No. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get some lunch. Actually, I'm getting some breakfast right now. We're over at Eggs and Things, and my girlfriend got her way over for getting another waffle.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to get another couple of waffles.
All right. That's real good. That's Daphne, I think, is Mr. Hall's. Is that right? Mr. Hall's girlfriend, Daphne. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Hall. And I don't think I'll need too many more of them pointers because this is how I'm going to do it, and this is just how I'm going to do it. So anyway, I was standing up at the Guns N' Roses concert, and I think it's very unfortunate, and I think that, you know, I might want to open up the phone lines on this one, that in America today, if you have an accident or you have something that happens that is a difficult time for you, I don't think you have a lot of people that are gathered around to help you in a time like that. People would rather just sit and laugh, take out their camera, and you know what's going to happen now. You know, they video it, and they'll put it on YouTube, and you are nothing more than just another piece of entertainment, you know, for people to have it on YouTube. And I find that to be very unfortunate, very unfortunate indeed. And so My feeling was that I'd bring that up to you today here on the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. And I know it's not sports, but, and I know, is that Mr. Hall again? Mr. Hall, I swear to God, I'm going to talk about the sports.
Yeah, well, you're talking about your pants. You might want to get the pants done, and then...
Yeah, I'm talking about my pants now, then we're going to go into... we're going to go into the football team to L.A.?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, I'm at the Guns N' Roses show, and that part of the song come up, you know, that one of my favorite songs, Sweet Child of Mine, was going, she has eyes that are... You know, that do different things. And it was like, it started right here, yeah. And I got up and I went, woo! And I jumped up and my son was there. And he kind of looked at me like kids do, you know, like, yeah, you know. And then I, hey, son, this is... And then he got up because he liked it too. And as soon as Axel started singing, she's got a mind that'll fill... I forget how the words go, but... He starts singing about how she's got a brain, she's got eyes that pierce my mind, right? And then I started to do the snake too, and that's when you really get an idea as to how the human animal reacts. What happened was something that will happen on any given day on any city street in this country. As I was doing the snake, as you're going to do if you go to an Axl Rose, Roses and Guns show, or Guns N' Roses show, you're going to do the snake, because that's what Axl Rose done, that's what he done for all those years, and he done it, you know, every time I saw him, he done it. And so he's doing the snake, so I started to do the snake, and my son was later told me, and I'm quoting him, he said, you started to creep me out, Dad, but then I kind of got into it, but then I sort of didn't. I was like, that's so typical of a kid, you know. They don't know, you know. I said, did you like the music? He said, I did, but then you creeped me out, but then I did, but then I, he said, then I, in a general sense, I was creeped out. And at that point, he said, Dad, I wanted to go to the car and sit and wait for you to come out. And I said, well, that's you kids. You don't understand the generational gap, you know. I'm sure so many of you have dealt with that. So I start doing a snake. And, okay. Yes, sir, I'm getting to the story here.
Yeah, well, you've been doing a snake here now for the last half hour. Go get a waffle, Daffy. All right. You're doing a steak for the last half hour.
I tell you what, Mr. Hall, why don't you enjoy your breakfast, all right?
Yeah, but you're doing...
And you go ahead and enjoy your breakfast. Are you talking to him right now? I hung up on him? I can't do that. You call him back, so we're good. I thought you were going to take the phone. So I was doing a steak the way he... Is that him? Yeah, okay. All right, that's that. Is Mr. Hall on... Mr., I didn't mean to hang up on you, sir.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. Somebody, the line clicked dead, okay?
No, but I've got it under control.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the pet.
And so now this is playing, and I'm doing a snake, and I'm going back and forth. If you've ever seen the snake done, you go one way, then you slide the other, and you slide, and you slide. You know, and it's a full-on slide. And that's when I heard... leather has a very distinct sound when it tears. It's a low level tear. It doesn't rip like that. It's more like a. I don't know how to make the sound. You, Jerry LaFleur is with me, and he is my personal engineer. I brought him in from. He works on a construction crew with me. Does concrete. It generally heads up our concrete crew, but I needed him today to be engineering in here. What would you say leather sounds like, Jerry? Yeah, I heard that. Then I felt a little bit of cool air coming in between my legs, just below my posterior. And I had no idea what had happened, but I could very well guess. I sat down to verify what I thought had happened, and I did indeed then feel the cold plastic of the seat against the bare posterior of my area. Now, you'll be asking, why are you saying to us, Mr. Bozell, there was no underwear? And my answer to that was, and continues to be, of course there was no underwear, because it was a Guns N' Roses concert, And I was listening to Sweet Child of Mine. I had on the leather. Okay, no, I'm not going to get emotional. I know a lot of people know me to be very emotional, but no, I'm not going to get emotional. But that's what happened. And so I sat down and I went, I'll be a son of a gun. I can feel the coldness of the plastic on my you-know-what. And I also felt a little bit of it on my other area because, you know, it's all just dangling and slamming into just making hard contact with the coldness of the seat. So I said, okay, that verifies it. Then I got back up, and that's when my son goes, Dad, you know, your whole, you know, and I had to chastise him because he used the ASS word. He said, Dad, your whole ass is just as evident as life itself, you know, just as new as, and he was all like, I got to get to the car, Dad. I said, no. Now, I'm sorry about my ass hanging, you know, twisted in the breeze, but no, you can't go to the car. So long story short, you know, because it was really very funny. You know, I was laughing about it. And my son was, we took him to counseling. And a way big deal. My wife, April, you know, said, well, the boy needs to go to a counseling. The boy needs some kind of analysis now. And I said, you keep on babying him and you keep on babying him. And when you baby him and you baby him, then he going to be a baby. Wouldn't you say that that's the does that make sense? What about you, Jerry? Yeah, okay, Jerry Lovelier agrees with me on that. So I will say that all's well that ended well there, because we got home and my son ran upstairs and cried himself to sleep. The next day, my wife takes him to some child behaviorist, and I'm thinking, God, you know, at least he got to see Guns N' Roses and toughened up that way and didn't turn into, you know, a little baby about it. But anyway, welcome to our Steve Bozell Sports Hour, and brought to you by the Phil Henry Show website, and that's where you can go and get a backstage pass. Support the Phil Henry Show website and all the work that they do and the great and the things they do at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Again, the number again is philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com. Once again, the number once again is Phil Henry Show. Well, that's not the number. That's just that's the URL. This is Steve Bozell Sports Hour. All right, I'm going to come back now with Don Mixa, a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the relocation of a National Football League team to the city of L.A. A lot of you probably are saying, oh, I don't care. Well, the NFL cares so much that the NFL is on their bended knee begging L.A. to take a team. And we're in a very enviable position where we can say, well, we'll see about that. Now, how many other cities are in that position? How about none? I'm Steve Bozell. This is the Sports Hour. The Steve Bozell Sports Hour. Brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
Yes, this is Margaret Gray inviting you to support the Phil Henry Show podcast and all these other fun little side projects such as, well, Mr. Bozell's show here this very AM, or whenever you're listening to it. And we invite you, of course, there's the Milwaukee Lions. There's a lot of stuff that, frankly, I don't understand, nor do I endorse, but it's on the website. Lots of premium material, and it can be yours at philhenryshow.com. Support the podcast by purchasing a Backstage Pass subscription to philhenryshow.com. I'm about to belch, that's why I'm hurrying. philhenryshow.com, that's philhenryshow.com. Oh.
And now back to Steve Bozell's Sports Hour.
Thank you very much. I don't know who that announcer is, and I believe that's on a tape. But he, I don't know. he sounds like he's either one of those guys that does fashion shows for the ladies, you know what I mean by that, or Count Dracula or something like that, you know. That reminds me of a friend of mine. I don't know if it was a friend of mine or if it was a something I heard on the radio. I'm not sure whether it was someone who was telling me this story out on a fishing excursion or I was driving down the street listening to some caller on a talk show. But I'm sure you've had the same kind of mix-up. But they said something like, now I forget, but it had to do with, oh, I know what it was. This guy is saying to me, you know, men, and I probably shouldn't, but I know I'm talking other men, so it's not that. Men put up with oral sex because we don't really enjoy it. We just want our women to think we do because the women love to do it so much. And I remember looking at him and saying, man, you're every kind of strange that's ever... of all the strange things to say, that's about the strangest of all the strange stuff there is to say. You just said the number one strange thing. And he goes, well, I got a tape recording here. And he played a tape recording, he says, of when he was down on Sunset Boulevard one night. And he found a lady, and, you know, I don't approve, and I would never, I'm not endorsing this. And you know what? This guy got what he deserved then. If what happened, that he says happened, and he plays a tape recording of himself screaming bloody murder. I mean, it's like, you know, just like, ah, you know, like that. And I said, what was that? He goes, that was me getting oral sex. I said, I was suffering through it. I said, what the hell? Was that Count Dracula? And I go, was that Count Dracula? And I laughed, you know, and he didn't get it. Now, it was either a friend of mine I was talking to, or I heard that on a radio show driving down the road. I don't know. I'll have to double check with my friend. I'll call him up later on and say, did you tell me a story about having, you know, getting it taken care of? And it was like the vampire, or she put fangs in it or something like that. I'll have to call him up. It was my friend. Jerry, I'll tell you who it was. Cliff Pettigrew. Yeah, it was before he got married, you know, but it was Pettigrew told me that. All right. So now I'd like to bring on the program here today a guy who's a educator from Washington State, and he is a professor of engineering at Washington State, or I mean, I should say at the University of Washington State, or no, Don Mixit.
Well, I how you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good morning. Where do you teach?
Steve, I teach at University of Washington in Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. I brought Don on to talk about the proposed transfer, or if you will, the proposed moving of a football team to L.A. Now, Don, do you agree with me when I say, and I said it to the listeners here, and I'll say it to your face,
Well, right now you're telling me this on a telephone, but you're not angry about this, are you?
No, I'm not angry about it, but I think a lot of people think L.A. Is some kind of a crybaby situation. We ain't crying about nothing. NFL wants us to have a team, and don't you think that if the NFL wants us to have a team bad enough that we have the right to say, well, here are some, you know, we got certain guidelines. And,
oh yeah, I don't doubt that at all, Steve. I think where I personally have a problem with the transference of a team, as you call it, to the city of Los Angeles, is that there's going to be a fan base somewhere in this country that is out one football team. Now, can you well imagine? I don't know if you've heard. But not only are they thinking about moving a team to L.A., in some instances there's been some discussion of moving two teams to L.A. This is unprecedented in the history of Major League, of the sports business in America. They're going to move two teams to L.A. Here in Seattle, we can barely hold on to a basketball team, which no one here really cared whether we did or not. We don't have professional hockey. The only thing we have here is...
Well, you do have you got a minor league hockey.
Yeah, we have minor league. All right, technically, yeah, that's professional. I mean, if I should say major league. We have baseball and we have football. So what does that tell you? It tells you that Seattle is really no better than Kansas City, because that's really, you know, and that hurts. It hurts very deeply.
Well, now, what about that hurts on account of you live in a small town?
Well, no, we don't live in a small town. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We live in a very urban, I think, sophisticated city. I think there's an awful lot that the city of Seattle can teach the rest of the country about culture, living, and we've had some great music scenes here. We had a great, very hip music scene for a long time here in the city of Seattle. So I bristle at that. I bristle at it.
I'm talking here to Don Mixa, and he's a professor of engineering at University of Washington. But isn't it true that what you're really bristling at, Don, is a chance that maybe the Seattle forget the name of the...
It's called the Seattle Seahawks. You know, if you are doing a sports show, don't you think you should know these?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you have to do a lot of reading. You got to bone up on it, you know.
All right, well, you can bone up.
You know what I mean by that. I'm not...
I know that. I know what you mean by that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be dirty or anything.
No, I understand that. I don't think it takes a lot to bone up on the names of sports teams. I could be very wrong, but I do think it is important. I think it's imperative that you get the name of the Seattle Seahawks right, because especially if God forbid, and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen at all. They moved to the city of Los Angeles.
Well, all right. Now, the Seattle
Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks. Now, they're owned by... who's the guy that owns them?
That's Paul Allen. Paul Allen, Microsoft. And Paul Allen's got a lot of money. But he has a brand-new stadium, so it's not going to happen. It was being threatened for a while. It was going to be the Seattle Seahawks. But that did not take place. And the reason why it didn't take place is because of the fact that the stadium was built, you see. And that's why they're going to stay.
All right, so the teams that they're thinking about moving here is who?
Well, I think the teams that... You don't know this? The teams that are going to be moved...
No, I'm not totally up on it. I know that the Rams, they're thinking about moving the Rams here. And Rams just moved down to St. Louis. And I don't know why the Rams now want to come down here, you know.
Well, the Rams are originally from... Well, actually, they're originally from Cleveland, but they were in L.A. for 40... They were in L.A. for 50 years.
The Rams were?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I mean, I got to L.A. in 1997.
All right, well, you got to L.A. 2 years or 3 years after they left, and they went to the city of St. Louis. But the Rams were in the city of Los Angeles for 49, 50 years. You didn't know that?
I was not aware of that. I got on the line now as David G. Hall is going to come on here and join us. Yeah, David?
Yeah, what the gentleman's saying there, Mr. Mixer?
Yes, sir.
What Mr. Mix is saying is true. The Rams were in L.A. This is the kind of stuff you need to know, all right?
Yeah, no, I know that. Don't you have a waffle to eat or something?
Yeah, I got a waffle to eat. Yeah, I got a waffle to eat.
All right, well, I mean, do I have to have you?
I got to monitor this, Steve, because the problem is you're going to be on here doing a sports show, and if you don't know the name of the Seattle Seahawks. You called them the CBs and the Seaweeds, and now you don't know that the Rams were in L.A. You were telling a story about your vinyl pants coming apart at the rear end and the breeze blowing into the,
What is this about?
You don't need to know, Mr. Mixer.
I think I should know. I think I deserve to know the nature of the program that I'm on. You know?
No, it's not that.
Look, Don, everything's fine.
No, I mean, I'm not insisting, but...
As he said, everything's fine. But you did. You said you were doing a snake, and you felt the rear end of the pants come open, and you felt the breeze, right?
Yeah, I felt a breeze. I felt the breeze on... But I felt the breeze when I sat down.
Yeah, we sat, and you said you not only felt it on your you-know-what, but you felt it on the, everything that was flopping around.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to be on here to embarrass me?
No, I'm just recounting the things you've done on the show so far that I would say are not sports-oriented. So, in other words, for you to be sports-oriented...
Well, I was talking about the team relocating.
Well, yeah, you called them the Seattle Seabees.
Well, and I don't think he was saying they were going to relocate. I think he was talking about... I'm in Seattle, David. And,
I know that.
All right, well, you know that. All right, so what I'm saying is, and there was a time when the Seattle Seahawks were going to relocate.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, you're saying that now.
I can only tell you what I know. I can only tell you what I know, and what I know is what I've done, okay? And if you're going to sit here and monitor the show, I won't have the freedom to say what I need to say.
Yeah, I think he's making a good point, although I you know, God forbid I allow you would allow a show to go on where the guy's talking about is the ass end. Is that what it was? The ass end of his leather pants. The ass end of your leather pants.
Yeah, they came apart. And I felt the breeze go right onto it.
Well, you might as well say the you could feel the breeze on your bare ass.
Okay, if you want to use that kind of language.
All right. And on your balls.
Wow.
All right, well, look, guys, I got to take a powder if this is what it's going to be. No, I'm just telling you, this is how this thing started. This is how the show started. So if the show is going in that direction, we got big, big problems.
No, we're talking about the moving of a team to L.A. now.
Yeah, David, I think you... Mixer, would you allow me to talk to... All right, I'm just telling you. Would you allow me to talk to the guy? All right. So you need to get off of the pants and...
We've been off the pants now for about 10 minutes. I'm talking about the teams moving to L.A.
Well, Dave. Okay, she's ready. I was just killing time while she was getting another omelet. You ready? All right. Good luck.
Man, I'll tell you something. I got to tell you something. That is about as wrong can be for him to come on this program, bust my chops about having the vinyl pen. You there, Don?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard that. You've got a boss who's going to ride herd on you. You're going to ride herd on you. But I want to tell you what. Why don't we just put that out of our minds and get back to what we're talking about here? Although I think that the mentioning of this pair of pants that came open and the breeze was on your... You know,
on my ass.
Yeah, on your ass and testicles. I think you got to kind of. Can you take a commercial break or something?
Yeah, we got to step back from it.
I'd step back from it. Yeah, that's what I do. I'd step back from it.
All right, we'll step back from it. This is the Steve Bozell. Thank you very much. This is the Steve Bozell Sports Hour here. God damn it! It's the Steve Bozell Sports Hour here on the Phil Henry. Show, but I'm Steve Bozell. So I'm not Phil Henry, but I'm Steve Bozell. Forget it.
The Steve Bozell Sports Hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police reminding you to pick up the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. It's at the Phil Henry Show website at the online store. When you get your Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt, you can wear that shirt. You can go out and patrol. You can ask people, you know, what you got in the bag. Let me just take a peek in your drawer, or not your drawers, but in your drawer. And let me just see what it is that we can do to kind of make life safer for all of us. I'm Jay Santos. That's who I am. That's the name I'm sticking with. And don't forget the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt at PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah, there's Bert. Yeah. Down and cry. Where's the echo part? Hey, Jerry, where's the echo part? On the song, because he goes, it always goes, I'm probably going to break down and cry. All right, so with me here today is Don Mixa. We're talking about the movement of the team to come to L.A. Don, we know it ain't going to be Seattle. Who are the teams? You mentioned the L.A. Rams, the St. Louis Rams want to come to L.A. Rams, and I'm sorry that I had no information other than what I've been told that they was St. Louis.
They are St. Louis, but this is a team that has been in the city of Los Angeles before they moved to St. Louis from 1945 on until they moved to St. Louis. It was 95 season, 94 season. I forget which one it was. So they're very, very heavily identified with the Los Angeles area. The other teams that the rumors have been about. At one time, there was a rumor about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, now I heard that one. And that one was dead serious until the Jaguars was bought by, I'm not saying anything bad about it, I think it's very, you know, good, because it's America, but I do believe the Jaguars was bought by an Arab
an Arab gentleman, yeah.
Okay. And how's that working out? How's that working out for him?
I think it's doing very well. I think the gentleman that purchased the Jacksonville Jaguars is, put some money into the team. And I think, the National Football League is not, they're not hurting for owners. There's all kinds of guys lined up around the block to own a National Football League franchise. It is absolutely the pinnacle of prestige when it comes to owning a sports franchise. I don't think it comes any sexier, if you will. I don't think it comes any more gold-plated. I don't think there's a more exclusive club than ownership of the National Football League, you know.
Well, I mean, don't you think like owning a hockey team in the National Hockey League?
No, I don't think it's anywhere near. I don't think it has the cachet. You know what I mean by cachet, Steve?
No, I do not.
Prestige is another way of...
Okay.
And I don't think owning a hockey club has anywhere near the prestige of owning a National Football League team.
What about like Jerry Lavalier, who's my agent? He just said, "What about a baseball team, Major League Baseball team?"
No, I don't. I still don't think. I think the sexiest sports franchise to own in America is football. Now you do have some of these guys that own these soccer teams.
Okay, I was just about to say that because I read a newspaper article about the man that owns the Liverpool Reds, and he owns the Boston Reds, or the Red Sox.
That's Tom Warner.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Tom Warner. Does he own the Boston Reds?
Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox.
Okay, that gets very confusing. You've got the Liverpool Red Sox. That's not them. That's the Liverpool Reds.
Well, it's Liverpool. I mean, I don't think they have any really official nicknames over there, but they're known as the Reds, yeah. And you have a lot of Americans that are investing in these soccer teams because I can tell you there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, I heard Mr. Henry saying that the Manchester United team is a $5 billion team. Did I hear that correctly?
That's about right, about $4.8 billion.
Man, I tell you, I can't even... Well, that'd buy a whole lot of vacation. That buys a lot of Disney cruises.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Well, this is Stephen Bozell, and I'm talking to...
My name's Don Mixa.
Don Mixa. And Don is...
I'm an engineer, professor of engineering at University of Washington.
Yeah, he's professor of engineering at the University of Washington. And we're talking about...
the moving of a National Football League team to L.A.
Right, that's right. The movement of a National Football team, a National Football League team to L.A. And we're going to take your phone calls to talk about that with Don Mixa and me, Steve Bozell, here on the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. Now, let me go to a phone call here. This is Art, an artist calling from Santa Barbara. Art, how are you?
I'm very good, and how are you?
I'm great.
I'm listening to you two gentlemen. You're speaking about this National Football League team, moving a team to L.A., and I want to get information, but I'm hearing a man talking about his pants ripping apart. I'm hearing a guy talking about were the Rams ever in L.A.? I mean, this is a sports show. I want to get some information, you know?
I apologize, sir. That's my fault. I was just simply talking about going to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, no, I know all about this Guns N' Roses. I don't know the music. And then but you're talking about your pants coming apart. You can feel the wind on your testicles. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir. That I would have to say that's also my name is Don Mixa, sir.
Well, who's the host of the show?
I'm the host of the show, sir. Your name is Art, right?
Yeah. My name is Art, and I live here in Santa Barbara, and I've been listening here for the last half hour, and I've been hearing about your pants coming apart, your balls, excuse me for saying that.
If you could clean it up.
Well, I would love to clean it up. You guys started in with this about here, you feeling a breeze on your ass. Now you're talking about the teams moving to L.A. The L.A. Rams were there in 1945.
I got him up to speed on that, sir.
I don't think you got him up to speed on anything, because this guy's sitting there, he never even heard of the Rams being in L.A.
I talked to him about it. I talked to him about it.
Yeah, we're all right with that, sir.
Well, are you guys going to get around to talking about what teams are going to come to L.A.?
Yeah, we are, and I blame myself because I got sidetracked. I was talking to him about a million different other things, and we're going to get to that right now.
All right, because I'd rather hear about that than about this guy in his pants and his pants coming undone at some rock concert or something. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, sir, I appreciate your phone call, and I'm going to get to that real quick, okay?
All right.
All right, I think that gentleman has a legitimate excuse or a legitimate complaint, and so we'll get right to it.
Okay, let's do that. What
are the teams that you know? It's funny now. All I can think about is my pants flying open in the back.
All right, well, get your mind off of that, will you, Steve?
But my mind isn't on it.
Well, I mean, you're thinking about it.
Because now that guy brought it up. Now all I can think about is the night that I did the snake and my pants came apart. And here I was trying to... Jesus.
All right, let me say this. The teams that have been talked about to move to Los Angeles, I mentioned Jacksonville. But the two most interesting, and I think the two most... I suppose the ones that are right on the front burner, the ones that everybody's talking about, are the San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders. And those two teams present quite an intriguing possibility because, as has been discussed many times, these two ball clubs, the Raiders and the Chargers, are, you know, these are arch rivals from the American Football Conference West. And the fan bases are none too pleased with each other. And I think it would be a quite an interesting, if not a explosive situation, to throw these two fan bases together.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, I'm sorry. I was just reflecting now on...
You're still thinking about your rear end hanging out?
I wouldn't put it that way.
You got to get over that, man. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble here. All you're doing is just focusing on it, fixating on it. You know, you're going to be in some very, very serious trouble. So I'm just trying to tell you, get off that kick, man. Get off that kick. You know, why are you fixating on it?
Well, the guy said to me, all I can think about is your ass hanging out. And
I don't think he said that. He said all he heard you talking about was your ass hanging out.
Yeah, and so. And then I thought, well, no, that isn't true. That's not true at all. And then I thought, well, I don't know, maybe it is, you know. And then I thought, and then I thought, and then I thought, you know.
And then you thought, and then you thought.
Yeah, and meaning I was fixated on my ass hanging in the breeze. Fuck.
Okay, I can tell you this. There is, at times, in anybody's...
All right, okay, now hold on. All right, we got Ted Bell. Okay, great. Great. Thank Christ. Ted Bell is going to come on the phone here with us. And hey, Ted.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted to Beverly Hills. And very, very grateful to be on the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. And we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk sports real soon. We're going to be talking about nothing but sports and steak.
Yeah. Hey, all right, Ted.
All right, Mr. Bozell and everybody, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ted.
Well, I'm happy to be on the program here this morning. Mr. Mixa, how are you?
Very good, Ted. I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Well, I think we've been on the program together a couple of times, but I'm happy to be on the show. I'm happy to test the waters, if you will, of sponsorship here for the Steve Bozell Sports Hour.
Well, you know what? When I heard that you were going to come on and give it a shot, I was very, very proud. And please, sir, I was very proud indeed.
Well, let's do it. I wanted to come on. I was supposed to be on in the next half hour, I think, right?
Yeah, you are a little bit early.
Okay, well, that's my fault. And the reason why I was sitting, I was listening, and I thought, you know what, I think I need to jump in here right now because you guys started to get into this, the pants coming apart. And I think, you know, you just need to move it on.
I would say, Ted, that part of that is my fault because I was playing into it, you know.
Well, yeah, I brought it up, and Don was nice enough to entertain.
What do you mean entertain? You know, you've talked about it. Yeah, it was a traumatic experience between you and your son. Your son cried himself to sleep, and then he had to go to. Are you saying he had to go to a head shrinker?
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
Well, you did. You said he had to go to analysis.
Well, it's not a psychiatrist or anything.
But it's a psychologist.
Yeah, but I mean, the psychologist said to my son, hey, you know, you saw your dad's ass, and my son said that wasn't the bad part. The bad part was me doing the snake and my ass coming out of the, you know.
Yeah, and your ass busting out of these leather pants you were wearing?
See, I didn't know that that's how it happened, you know.
Oh, okay, so what?
Well, that sort of changes my opinion a little bit of you. I mean, it's one thing to get up and just the pants come undone, but it's another thing with you trying to do the snake, you know?
Yeah. See, that's something you got to live down a little bit, and I think you need to explain. But now that you've done that, we can move on and not talk about it anymore.
Well, all we're doing is talking about it. How can I not think about it? And
all right, well, I tell you what. Can we continue with this topic?
I'd like to continue with the topic of the sports teams, but can I just say one thing? I didn't know you were doing the snake, and you probably looked like a real dork to your son, and then your ass pops out of these pants. That's why he flipped out, you see?
All right, I got that, okay? I mean, I got that. I don't understand it, because I can tell you right now, you know, all other things being equal, I'm a hell of a dancer, okay?
You're a hell of a dancer, huh? All right, I'm willing to take your word for it if you want to move on and start to talk about some other things here.
And I would, too, but the only follow-up. You're a hell of a dancer, and does that mean what? That means you look real cool doing the snake? Because the snake is, if you remember Axl Rose, he looked like he belonged in an asylum.
What are you talking about?
I mean, the way that guy did the same dance every song, he looked like he belonged in an asylum. An asylum. You know what that is, right?
I'm not sure.
It's a nut house.
Yeah, it's a nut house. So you're saying that you look cool doing that?
I'm telling you that I didn't dance in any kind of a dork, in any kind of a dorkified.
No word like dorkified.
But I understand what you mean by dorkified. You didn't dance dorkified.
No, I did not. And what happened was I was dancing, but the pants I was wearing were substandard. I believe they were made in Chile or made in Chile or Sri Lanka or some country like that.
Well, how did you? That's interesting. How did you know what country?
Hey, well, guys, are you going to be on this all afternoon?
I just want to know, how did you know what country?
Because I always look to see the country of origin. If it's Mexico or China, no way. I never buy it because I only buy American. But if it's like Chile or a place I never heard of, that to me, that's just the same as it being from America.
Oh, is it? Well, I hate to break the news to you, pal, but no, it isn't.
Hey, you know what? You can look at life the way you want to look at life. I'm going to look at life the way I want to look at life.
Are you guys still talking about an ass hanging out of a pair of pants? Are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so let's move on and let's start talking about what we were going to talk about here, which is the teams moving to Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
All right, first things first. What I believe should be done is I think the National Football League needs to implement a procedure by which the... What the...
All right, thank you. Ted, we got to get going here.
What are you trying? I came on the program to come...
No. You're done because this has gone far beyond.
No, I'm on the program to talk about the sports teams.
No. Thank you very much, Ted Bell.
I'm on.
So are you going to?
I'm going to do all the stuff that I said I would do. All right, and that's none of your concern. It's nothing that you should talk about.
Well, I am going to talk about it because if you're telling me that your pants came apart and your kid goes to a head shrinker as the result of that, that's a big, big deal.
All right, we're going to be right back here on... God, I swear to God, man, that's wrecked. You got no right at all to...
I got no right. You were doing the snake. Your kid went to a psychiatrist after he saw your ass come out of a pair of... Hey.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
The Steve Bozell Sports Hour.
Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry here, and we want to remind you that with your support of our podcast and your support of our website, you get all kinds of premium material, not just the archives, but the Milwaukee Lions games. You get the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. You get the Bobby Dooley podcast. You get the Kevin Conneal podcasts. You get the Kenny Slagg podcasts. I mean, I'm laughing and yet I'm crying, thinking of the abundance of weird that we have on our website. So all you have to do is get a backstage pass, and you not only have 20,000 plus hours of our classic show, but you have a whole new generation of Phil Henry Show coming your way, fast, furious, weird, crazy, and right there, just at the touch of a button, man. And we have a fully mobile site as well. So when you have your mobile phone and you log on to philhenryshow.com, there it is, a mobile site giving you access to all of our archives, giving you access to everything that you have access to on the desktop. It's the Phil Henry Show website. Get a backstage pass today and support the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot there. Yeah. Talking about the LA Chargers. That's the other thing about that. If you move the LA Raiders here, what would they be called? They'd be called the LA Raiders. Well, I mean, if you move the Oakland Raiders here, is what I mean. What would they be called? See, because right now they're called the Oakland Raiders. But what would you call them when they move to LA? You'd call them the LA Raiders. Well, what is that? That's weird. You know, that sounds. Are you kidding or something? That sounds so weird to me. Yeah?
Well, they were here.
Who was?
Raiders were here in...
Jerry Lavalier's, yeah?
The Raiders were here in the 80s.
Are you telling me... What are you talking about, man?
The Raiders were here in the 80s.
All right, so let's get Jack Armstrong on the phone here. Jack is going to talk about the World Series, but I want to get a little football information from Jack as well, because I'm getting all kinds of conflicting opinions on this. You're saying the Raiders were here in the 80s, and
yeah, they were the LA Raiders for a while.
All right, Jack Armstrong has been a longtime political blogger, and he's also a member of the Phil Henry Show sports staff. And Jack, can you clarify this for me?
Well, sure. First of all, you have to understand that the Raiders was in L.A. from 1982, I think, or 81, until early in the 90s, and that was when they moved back to Oakland. But yeah, the Raiders was in L.A. But see, they were in Oakland first, and then they moved back to Oakland.
They were in Oakland first, and...
Well, what I'm saying is that what the Raiders, what they did was, they moved from Oakland to Los Angeles, and this is when they became the L.A. Raiders. Then the L.A. Rams, you know...
I mean...
It's not that hard to understand, Steve. If you have an aptitude for sports, it doesn't sound like you have an aptitude for sports.
I don't have an aptitude for sports. Do you know, I've asked you this question before, what country are you from, and you refuse to answer?
I come from America, okay? I come from America. This is the country that I come from. I don't know how else to say it to you.
Then why do you have that accent?
It's an upper Midwest accent. It's a North Dakota accent, okay? It's a Germanic accent. It's rare. You don't hear it that much. The most famous guy that has this accent is Lawrence Welk. You know who Welk is, right?
Who's this guy again?
Lawrence Welk. You never heard Welk?
Welk? I never heard Welk, no.
Welk had an accent. He'd say a one and a two and a three. You don't know that?
Oh, that, yeah, that guy did the, on a dance show. He had old ladies dancing.
Yeah, he had old ladies, the old men dancing, everybody, yeah. Welk had an accent that everybody thought he came from Bavaria or something. He came from America, just the same way that I do. Okay?
Well, I'd have to double-check on that, but let's just go ahead and say it's true, all right?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say it's true. Why don't we go ahead and assume that you come from America, too?
Assume? Are you kidding me or something? Where else am I from?
Wouldn't you like to know, you know?
What's that mean?
Just wouldn't you like to know?
All right, well, Jack Armstrong's with us. He says he comes from North Dakota, okay?
I come from North Dakota. This is a part of the America that... God damn.
All right, and tell me about the move of the Oakland Chargers, or, God, to the L.A. Raiders to Oakland.
You mean the Oakland Raiders to L.A.?
Yes, tell me about that.
Well, it seems like it's one of those, like you described, it seems like it's a front burner. It's a front burner idea for the National Football League. They're having some kind of a town hall meeting. All the owners, and I don't know what else. I heard that they're having a town hall meeting. I don't know if that means they're going to get some people, other people, to weigh in on this. I don't know. I don't know anymore. But this seems to be the answer that everybody's looking for, because both of these teams, you know, the Chargers started out in L.A.
Hey, well, what's going on here, man? Every one of these teams was in L.A. at one time. How come they left in the first place?
They weren't making any money. They weren't making the kind of money they wanted to make, you know.
But when were the Chargers in L.A.?
That's the city they started in. They were in L.A. in 1960, and they moved to San Diego the next year.
They were in L.A. in 1960 and moved to San Diego the next. Now they want to come back.
Yeah, sure. It's a different world now. 50 years later, right? 50 plus years later. Of course they want to come back. Of course they want to come back, because it's L.A. And L.A. can support two football teams now. Back then, they couldn't support two football teams. They barely knew whether they wanted to have one football team. The football team L.A. had back then stunk it out so bad. The Rams, when they got to the mid-60s, they stunk that joint out so bad that eventually the Rams moved to Anaheim. L.A. had no team. You know?
But what is it about L.A.? If teams can't make no money here... You know,
they can make money if they know what they're doing. The Rams didn't know what they were doing. And more to the point, Al Davis didn't know. Al Davis couldn't find his ass with both hands. With both hands, he couldn't find his ass. Think about that.
Now, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. But now they think they're, all of a sudden, these guys have grown brains overnight, right? They think they're brain surgeons now. Oh, I know what to do. They got the biggest problem with L.A.
Well, hold on. Before you tell me that, tell me more about the Chargers now. They started when?
They started in 1960 in L.A. They played at the Coliseum. They couldn't draw, if they were dead, they couldn't draw flies. Okay?
If they were dead, they, I don't understand.
Oh, man.
It's a figure of speech.
Oh, a figure of speech. Okay, you're being facetious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so... So they moved to San Diego. Now comes the Rams. The Rams are here, and they're doing business, and they, you know, pretty much have a captive audience. And then come the Raiders, and the Raiders start to challenge the Rams for the football loyalties of the L.A. fan. Well, you find out that the L.A. could support both teams, but one of them needed a stadium. The Raiders needed a stadium. They wanted to have a luxury boxes.
Yeah, well, that's been the big problem there with the L.A. Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. And they couldn't get their act together on that. So guess what? They left, and then the Rams left because the stadium they were in Anaheim, they didn't like that stadium. So the problem L.A.'s had and has always had is they don't have a stadium that's football, friendly. Not, it ain't good enough for the NFL.
Well, that's where I think we ought to draw the line here, and that's where I'm going to now do my editorial opinion. So thank you very much, Jack.
But wait a minute. I got a couple of...
All right, we're going to give my editorial opinion here. Thank you, Jack Armstrong. And it's time now for the Steve Bozell editorial opinion. And I had that. Did you have the sound effect that we can edit in later on?
I mean, I could do it right now if you want.
Yeah, do it now, and we'll edit it. We'll edit it in later on, okay? And it's time now for the Steve Bozell. It's time now for the Steve Bozell editorial opinion. Brought to you by, well, you can edit in any kind of thing you want there.
All right, how about Joey's Jelly Beans?
Okay, brought to you by Joey's Jelly Beans. Joey's Jelly Beans brings you the Steve Bozell editorial opinion. My editorial opinion goes like this. God damn it, I forgot what it was now.
Were you going to talk about the...
Okay, yeah. L.A. and the football fan. What we are entitled to and what we're entitled to. My feeling is this. I've always felt that the L.A. football fan is in the catbird seat. You know, we're all this and a bag of chicken, if you really want to get down to it. And you got the National Football League trying to kiss up and kiss our hind end. And, oh, yeah, we want to be in L.A., okay? You want to be in L.A., that's all good.
And they're all like, yeah. And here's the other thing they say. They go, and maybe you'd be lucky enough to have the team. And I say to them, you know something, buddy? That's like me saying I'd be lucky enough to have my pants split up the back and have a cool wind blow in on my you know what's, you know, at the middle of a Guns N' Roses concert while my son has got to be put in a car and rushed to a hospital because he needs sedation. Okay? And in the National Football League will look at me and say, what are you talking about? And I'll say that right there. I expected you'd say that. Because you don't know what the sports fan is dealing with. You know, we're here in the biggest market. Well, I mean, New York's bigger, but let's just say it is pretty much the biggest market because we not only have sports and everything, we got movies and movie stars, and they all walk down the street. All, yeah, hey, you know, I'm on TV. We got that all the time. I was at the supermarket here just the other day, okay, and I saw Stephanie Simmons as she does the weather or the traffic on Channel 2. She's right there, bigger than hell, you know, getting some melons or so. I don't know what, you know. I mean, I said, how do you do? And she had a big thing of knockwurst, and I was like, hey, you know, and she looked embarrassed, and you know. But there she was right there. Another time I was going down a street, and I'm pretty sure I saw Dustin Hoffman. He's only about 5'1", and I knew it was him because he had a big hat on and a little hat that was moving along a sidewalk. And I said, there's Dustin Hoffman. And my wife's saying, oh, my God, is it really? And I said, yeah, you know, be cool and be casual about it. And she ran over and, you know, was slobbering all over him. I said, God, you know, I told her. I said, April, you can't do that, you know. You can't come in here looking like that, you know. And she's like, who do you think you are? So that's L.A.'s, that we see it all the time. Now they want to move a football team here, and I'm supposed to get down on my hands and knees and go, you know, I praise the God of football. Well, I'll tell you right now. This is a Steve Bozell editorial opinion. You better come with some, you know, pretty good stuff. Like, for instance, if you want to move your football team here, we want to have, you know, some free tickets and that kind of thing. You're going to build a stadium. Great. Build a stadium. That's your stadium. But you want to fill it up with people, don't you? Well, guess what? That's where we come in, the football fans of LA and Los Angeles. And we're the ones. Then I go to that stadium, sit in that stadium, and for whatever reason, I'm wearing leather pants, and you know how they play music during the commercial timeouts and so, and I'm doing the snake. Now the pants come apart. My you-know-what is twisting in the breeze. Hey, you're going to sit there laughing at me? No, you're going to be saying, thank you, Steve Bozell, for coming to the, what?
Well, thank Steve Bozell, yes.
Well, look, man. I don't care if my pants came apart and my ass is hanging out. Is that some kind of a bad thing that just happened to them?
Sort of.
Well, what do you mean sort of? It's not so bad they're not going to thank me for coming to their game. Because guess what? That money I spent on that game, that's green. That still spends, friend. That still spends. But no. That still spends, Jerry. So that's ridiculous to say if my pants came apart at a Ram game, that suddenly all bets are off and it's even Steven. Mm. No, that's bull. That's bull. So I think that the NFL needs to come with a more clear plan on what they're going to do for us and the stuff they're going to give us and, you know, and everything like that. You know, and that's just my feeling about it. And I think that if we expect anything less, then we're just a bunch of punks, you know. We're just punk-faced. Man, I don't even want to talk about it. So this has been a Steve Bozell. Hold on. This has been a Steve Bozell editorial opinion.
The Steve Bozell Sports Hour.
All right. My last guest here, very quickly, we're going to have on now Mavis Leonard from the city of Southgate, California. A very nice lady who's going to talk with us here about the Major League Baseball World Series that's going to be taking place. And having Mavis on the line with us right now, I had no idea that Mavis is at a Gold's Gym there in Southgate. Mavis, how are you?
I'm doing very good, Mr. Bozell. I'm happy to be on your program.
And you're at the gym there, huh?
Yeah, I work out here about 2 or 3 times a week.
Well, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Well, I'm 78 years old, but I love to work out because, you know, just because you're old...
Ma'am,
would you let me finish, please?
I'm sorry.
Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't have a good workout regimen. And I try to keep my pecs and I try to keep my biceps very strong. My nephew, Robert, is not working today because I know you're doing a show there, Mr. Bozell. So I'm going to just finish up on a bicep. Robert's going to come and pick me up, but I can talk with you about Major League Baseball.
That'd be very good.
Hold on. Let me just do some reps here on the bicep. Hold on. Is that your towel? Well, get your towel off of my bench. And you wipe your sweat up, too. All right. I'm just going to do a few reps here. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that you?
Hold on for a minute now. Hold on. I got 3 more to do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And one more. And one more to grow on.
Yeah, shit.
All right.
That, ma'am, was that you?
Was that me? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
And I heard someone going, "Oh yeah."
Oh well, you have to express. You have to expel the oxygen. You know, you don't want to tense up when you're exerting to that rep. You want to make sure you're exhaling.
But that was you.
Yeah, it was me. What's wrong with you? I've been listening to the show.
No, nothing. It just sounded unusual. You're a very sweet lady, and then I'm hearing, yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something, Mr. Bozell. I'm a sweet lady up to a point, and then it gets real. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of young people say, I'm understanding up to a point, and shit get real. You see?
Well, no, ma'am, I know that.
No, I don't think you do. Anybody try to put their hands on me or try to do anything that I'm not in. See, I'm a widow. My husband died 10 years ago. God rest his soul.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
That's all right. But ever since he died, I do anything I want to do. See, I eat what I want. I go where I want. I buy whatever car I want to buy. I buy clothes I want. I do everything that I want to do, and nobody tells me shit. See what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, the Baseball World Series is coming up, and I have a story to tell my dear friend, Mr. Henry, and I know he's not there. But there were 2 players in the 19, and because this is a Baseball World Series, I wanted to bring up an old World Series game that was a New York National League team, but it wasn't the Mets.
What, the Dodgers?
No, it wasn't the Dodgers. It was the New York Giants, 1912, and they played the Boston Red Sox. And the New York Giants, it was what I call the old Caucasian League. You know?
I'm sorry, what's it called?
It was back in the old Caucasian League. You know the old Caucasian League, don't you?
No, ma'am, I don't know that.
That's what you called Major League Baseball before they had any brothers in that game. Before they had black people.
Well, I mean, yes, ma'am, but that was Major League Baseball.
No, that was Major League Baseball. That was a Caucasian League. They had a Negro League. They had a Caucasian League. And this is an old Caucasian League World Series. Because you know they had a Negro World Series, too.
Well, yeah, but everybody knows.
No, Sunshine. Not everybody knows nothing. That's the old Caucasian League. Now, you want to move forward or you want to make something out of this?
No, ma'am. I
hold on. I'm going to do one more rep just to show you what I'm...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I just did. I did a rep. That's a 50-pound weight. I did a curl with that.
All right, so the old Caucasian League.
All right, the old Caucasian League, 1912, and in the 7th game of the World Series, there's some chump out in center field, and the man's name is Snodgrass. Fred Snodgrass. You know that name?
No, I do not, ma'am.
Well, That name is known down through the decades of Major League Baseball because the Giants had that World Series wrapped up. But this chump change mother, Fred Snodgrass, couldn't hold on to a fly ball, and that kept a rally going by the Boston Red Sox, and they wound up, they win. Now, the reason why I tell the story, and I said I heard this from Mr. Henry, Fred Snodgrass, born and raised in Ventura, California, out the El Pacifico way.
Is that right? So that guy all those years?
That's right. And when he died in Ventura, California. I'll tell you one more. There was a guy on the other side of the field for the Boston Red Sox. His name is Charlie Hall. He was born and raised in Ventura, California. So Mr. Henry's town there and County of Ventura up there north of L.A., that has roots all the way back to 1912 World Series.
Now, we're going to talk about this World Series, right?
Hold on for a minute. Shit. That was the leg lift. I was trying to get the leg lift.
You up, son?
Hey, let me tell you what, sucker. Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. That's my machine. You understand that? I'm on that next. I'm doing this and I'm doing that one. Yeah, I got two machines. What about it?
Nothing.
I will be on a program with Mr. Henry tomorrow to talk about the World Series.
Okay, because we run out of time.
Yeah. So, I love talking with you, Stephen. You're a very nice man. You're a little weird, and I don't think you're too bright, but you're a good, good man, and bless you, bless your heart, bless your family.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate that, and, well, have a good time in your workout.
I will. Here, just, I'll do a couple of curls for you. This is from my friend Steve Bozell.
Hey,
that's one. Hold on. Here comes two.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, shit. That is a lot of weight.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, that freaks me out. I, she's an old lady, and yet she's all, hey, yeah, man. And that's her doing them curls?
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right. That concludes the Steve Bozell Sports Hour. And I'm Steve Bozell, and this has been the Sports Hour. And I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. And I hope you'll be with me next time when we do the Steve Bozell Sports Hour here on the Phil Henry Show podcast. The Steve Bozell Sports Hour and the Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, of course, the Empire Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Mr. Henry will be back tomorrow. That's my understanding, unless it's Bobby Dooley. I don't know. I do thank him for giving me the time. I think I blew it. I don't think I did a good job. And I just want to tell you where I'm coming from. I think I blew it, talking about my ass hanging out too much. I didn't get to any of the good. We didn't talk about the World Series. We talked about the 1912 World Series. What's that about?